finger.
That's not far enough away for
you. You're recording.
There's someone else to say.
I'm not far enough away. I'll just say it.
Donna, can you hear me?
Oh, Ron.
Oh, aren't you something? I could fix this other one. That would be helpful. Got about 8,000 of those?
200. Just put them on the back.
Okay. Here's what. If I understood correctly, when I talked with the auditor before when I asked this question, we do not have to reveal certain things regarding personnel to the public. Part of what we don't have to put in here, I don't believe, that we probably need to discuss and find out, is an individual salary. So if somebody's working for Donna or somebody's working for the collector, the question is, do we have to put that in our budget document, or can we put totals on the page? And if, in fact, we have an opportunity to protect our employees and or keep the fussing down between different offices, I would assume do it that way, but that's something for us to
check out. I can check with the auditor, and I can check with the AG's office.
I don't think we have to put it in a formal budget document is what I'm saying. And I'm confident from the questions I asked and the answers I received, Donna, that we don't have to put it on the Internet. That happened last year or year before, and it caused some problems that I think we could have done better without. Now, Nikki told me she's going to order the tabs. And we'll do this tomorrow when we're at different meetings. We've got a meeting scheduled at 10:30. Not a meeting. I mean, we're going to sit in on the thing for Table Rock Life, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to be coming from the chamber meeting. I will be at the chamber meeting in the morning, so I'll just drive up to that. Where is that meeting at, Dan?
I'm going to have to look because I've seen a listing of it, and it actually was on TV, and they're having one at Dewey Short. The other one is, I believe this one is at CVO in...
Peterson. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to change from my pen to my pencil and make the transfer over what we did yesterday on just our preliminary recommendations on revenues, because that's all really that we did. I believe this is the time for us too, Danny, to take a look at. I don't know that we can do it all before the end of the year, but if not, we need to budget it in the 2013 budget. Any capital improvements that we have in our buildings that need to be done, like this was $100,000. The parking lot's going to be $200,000.
For this next year, yes.
Right. Well, I mean, if we could do it this year, that'd be fine. I don't see that happening.
No.
With the bid procedure. But we'll also need to, if we're going to consider putting a roof, I mean, there's just things we need to look at. And if there's anything else in this building or any other building that we have.
I look at that as our three-year plan that we need to start working on as soon as we get all this put together.
I agree with that, but that has part of it has to be in this budget.
It'd be
or all of it this budget and then parcel it out.
If we could get part of that parking lot fixed, of course this is the completed, the roof is in this budget, but the parking lot, if we could get even.
Well, I would like, if for nothing else, than to do that park that was damaged.
Yeah.
So we can park it there?
Because that's maybe totally different. That may be something to do with the city of Forsyth.
Well, so. I think we need to get bids on that section, and then we mm-hmm. need to alert their insurance company.
I think it's two processes.
Thank you. Excuse me, Dan. I got a phone call.